This is your favorite station, Can It Radio.
Can It Radio.
Yeah, stay with me tonight, mom. Yeah.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. The Iraqi capital Baghdad is braced for an assault from militants as US President Barack Obama says all options for American support for Iraq are being looked at. Sunni Islamist insurgents have already taken the cities of Mosul and Tikrit. They've now moved into the towns of Sadir and Jalala in the Diyala province. President Obama says the US will consider military action to help Iraq defend itself against the ISIS militant group's advance, but the White House says this would not include sending ground troops. So Chief Foreign Correspondent at the Sunday Telegraph, Colin Freeman, says US options are limited.
Without any troops on the ground, it makes a job that was difficult enough when they were there that much more difficult. The best they can offer really is airstrikes, and that is something that is not necessarily very effective anyway, because these militants blend in with the local civilian populations. Hard to hit them with airstrikes, and of course the risk of hitting civilians and making matters worse.
Barack Obama has said he is watching the advance of militant groups in Iraq with concern, saying the US is ready to help provide more assistance to Baghdad. Mr. Obama has noted the US has already given the Iraqi government military equipment. Michael Rubin from Washington think tank the American Enterprise Institute agrees there is one option President Obama can't take in dealing with this crisis.
Under no circumstances is he going to reassert American boots on the ground. So really what we're talking about is either providing the Iraqis some of the weaponry which they've been requesting, or perhaps using drones or aircraft. The problem with drones and aircraft, however, is you need actionable intelligence. If either the United States or Iraq had a good intelligence network, we wouldn't have been caught so flat-footed by this Al-Qaeda uprising in the first place.
And for the very latest on the Iraq crisis, follow us on Twitter for breaking news at Feature Story. In other stories, the US soldier held captive for 5 years by the Taliban has left Germany for the United States. The military says he will undergo a reintegration mission at a military medical center in Texas. Sergeant Bergdahl was freed on the 31st of May in exchange for 5 Taliban commanders held at Guantanamo Bay. The families of passengers on the missing Malaysian passenger plane have begun to receive initial compensation payments of $50,000. Relatives of all 239 missing passengers can claim up to $175,000 each. Flight MH370 went missing on the 8th of March, flying from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. No trace of the plane has been found. Malaysia's deputy foreign minister says the government has not yet declared the plane lost. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
The local sound of new breed, the fashion, Can It Radio.
And a very good afternoon to you, coming to you live from the centre of Newbury. It's Jeremy here with your 80s tape deck.
Good morning. It's New Year's Day 1982, and this is Television South, TVS, the new independent television company that's proud to serve both the South and Southeast of England. To begin with, we bring in the new with, for the first time, our symbol.
Thank you.
Hungry Like the Wolf from the one and only Duran Duran. And believe it or not, that was actually written and recorded in all in one day on a Saturday in the spring of 1982. Not a bad feat, I think. That's pretty impressive when you think about one of the most classic sort of 80s tracks there is. So, glad you can join me. It's Jeremy here with your 80s tape deck, and it's 1982 this year, this week, I should say, in case you haven't guessed from that little sound clip that came beforehand. So many good tracks from 1982. It's been really difficult to consolidate such a brilliant year down into 1 hour. So we best crack on, and as a good example of that kind of dilemma, how about something like this?